Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everyone, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am your host, Dr. Pat Basile, and I know that you know about my guest today because the phones are already ringing. And I want to make sure you know that we do have a toll-free number to call in today and connect with Carrie O'Connor, my guest today, clairvoyant master. She has maintained a powerfully educational and lifelong interaction directly with spirit. She is dedicated to this partnership, and to watch her in the short period of time that I've been working with her, she's been on my show, I just keep seeing how things are expanding. Her ability is extraordinary, and the basis of her work is found in the light stream material, you hear about that, of which intuitive light stream reading is the cornerstone. She has incredible capacity to read our energy, and every time we have her on the show, it just keeps bringing more and more people to get a sense and experience this extraordinary ability. She has been featured a psychic medium on various forms, including cable TV, NBC TV, newspaper articles, radio programs. She has her own weekly call-in radio show. She is getting ready to branch out even further on radio. She's been a regular on the different channels on the Dr. Pat Show, and she is with us today for the first time on this particular show, out of Seattle, in Tampa as well, and across the country. Carrie O'Connor is amazing. She has shared some insights about me, and I will tell you that we are pretty much lighting up all the phone lines right now. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Pat. It's great to be here.
We've got two people handling the phones today.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It is.
I love that you said it's time to take action. That's what my angels and guides were saying all weekend about. And look at the phone lines. There, everyone's ready to take action and wanting to step up that next level. It's the call is out there to our angels or guides, giving us that gentle nudge, and there's the phone lines.
Absolutely. And I want to make sure everyone has Carrie's website, CarrieO'Connor.com. I'm going to spell it CarrieO'Connor.com. CarrieO'Connor.com. Check it out. There is lots there, lots of information. And you and I have been talking both on a personal level and sort of and on a global level about the action that's here for us to take. As we go to the phone lines right now, Carrie, people will see and hear what it is like to get and experience the readings that you have done, and how this is about action and how this is about insight. So thank you again for joining the show.
Thank you, Pat, for having me on.
Now, I already know that we have an hour dedicated to the show. We are already planning another show with you that will use the full 2 hours we are on air.
Wonderful.
So we've got that. Yep, we've got that in the works. Benny, I think it's time to go to the phones.
Sounds good. Let's start right off with Gus. He is from Hereford, Arizona.
Hi, Gus. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Pat and Carrie, for taking my call. I really appreciate it. Carrie, I have been getting a number of messages from my guides, and I'm not sure which ones to listen to, or if I'm supposed to listen to all of them, or if I'm supposed to combine them. Mm-hmm. So I was going to ask your opinion on this.
Okay. Gus, what I'm looking, as soon as you started talking, I hear your voice vibration gives me some pictures, and as soon as I looked at it, I went right to your throat chakra, and I see two ropes around your neck, one going one way and one going to the other, and so that's that part where you're feeling pulled and getting cut off right in the throat chakra, so it's blocking the energy going from your head to your heart. And also I'm seeing a maternal grandmother coming in. She said she's come from a long way of distance. That means to me that she died a long time ago. She hasn't been around. You might have not been thinking about her. She's giving you the smell of nutmeg. Pay attention to smelling nutmeg. And also she's giving you the number 222. Seeing three twos is grandma's way of letting you know that she's here to help loosen that tightening in and around the neck. And it's also a generational pattern when I see it go both ways. on both mom and dad's side of the family is to overthink, and that's what you're a generational pattern breaker, to step out of the head, and trust is what it comes down to, Gus, because what I'm seeing is this: you're going through a huge transitional change that is dealing with clearing up the old stuff from your third chakra, and so that's self-esteem, self-worth, and so the more you clear your energy field, the more you're going to step into knowing that it's the static. You'll end up throwing about seven of those ideas out and keeping seven. It's like I'm seeing half of them coming in and half of them going out. And also the ones that feel, that give you a gut, the feeling in your gut, Gus, do you have like a, because your grandmother keeps on pointing to the gut, and she keeps on saying the word gut. Do you feel like a gut feeling with several of them, and other ones they feel, they don't feel as weighted?
Right.
Yes, okay. Go with the ones that you have that gut feeling. Put the other ones off on the side and just give the head that wants to say, am I supposed to do all of them, give that part of your essence. Say, I'm not going to throw these all out. I'm just going to put those off to the side, and I'm just going to deal with these that I'm feeling in my gut right now. So those are the ones. Just to take them in one in the order, and then it's going to become crystal clear. I'm seeing the yellow brick road in front of you, so you'll have crystal clear information as far as what the step to take. And you're doing this right now, and over the next 4 months, and pay attention to seeing the number 444, because this is your angels and guides. Also, I see an Indian chief coming down and giving you a feather, and also pay attention to seeing pennies on the ground. And they keep on pointing to your stomach. Pay attention when you get acid reflux or kind of a feeling, a tightening feeling in that third chakra area, because you're really doing a lot of physical clearing out, because the guides are saying let's get physical, and so you're hearing the call to action, Gus, and so you are taking action, and that's the biggest step right now. And so just take some of those ideas, write the ones you feel in your gut, and the other ones put them off to the shelf for a while, and then you'll start running, and then you'll start running faster and faster, and then over the next 4 weeks, and then I'm looking at 4 years, you're totally in a different, it feels like you've led two lifetimes in one lifetime. So take those ideas that you feel in your gut, put the other ones on the shelf, and there's a clear red carpet right out in front of you. That's wonderful, because that goes right down to your root chakra.
All right, thank Gus, you. What do you think of that?
Wow, that's incredible.
I know. Carrie's absolutely incredible.
She
blew me away. And as a matter of fact, I don't know if I'll have time to share it during this show, but certainly the next show on a reading she did with me and how that has manifested. Thank you, Gus. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gus.
Carrie, you're going to be busy today. Are you up for it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Benny, let's go to the phones.
Sounds good. Let's bring on another caller. We have Renee from Seattle now.
Hi, Renee. Welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to Carrie O'Connor.
Hi, Carrie. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
I'm great.
Wonderful. Do you have a question, Renee?
Yeah. How can I use my healthcare background to do something?
Excuse me?
How can I use my healthcare background to do something more fun?
Okay. To do more...
To do something more fun.
Yeah, how could she use her healthcare background to do something more fun?
Okay. That healthcare background is perfect. I was an LPN. And so what you're doing is think of the more fun part is clearing off and taking the healthcare background. And healthcare is a wonderful opportunity for you to get to know the body more, the chakras more, because I'm seeing my face over your face. And so when I realized when I went into nursing, what my higher self, my angel self, was having me do is to get a solid knowledge of the body and the systems to be able to learn the chakras at a very deep level where a lot of people don't. To go there. So that's the first thing that I'm seeing. And so as far as having the fun part, bringing in, I keep on seeing energy exercises that are good for everybody. So knowing that you have the energy body and knowing that it affects the physical so much and integrating it, and especially I'm seeing to young children around you or young people. And one thing I teach my kids or when I'm doing a group of people, just even saying whoop, 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 wee, and we whoop, 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 wee, and we take the energy up and from the ground and we're putting it up and over our head, that opens up every single chakra, and it also creates a creative bubble around your energy field. So I'm seeing you having the background, creating different energy things that are simple for people to do, and that also really opens up your intuition, because I'm seeing your third eye opening up, and that's a wonderful thing, because you're opening up and teaching people to trust their own intuition, because we're really going through a period here of learning to trust the information that we get. So that is very fun to you, because I see you in a red sports car with that one. So that means to me that's a fast idea that you love to take. So taking the history, going into the energy body, and I keep on seeing you bringing it to young kids, to older people, and I even see you going into nursing homes, or you could take this as far as you want to. You're just at the beginning of understanding the path that your guides have brought you here. So sit down, write out the what different kind of fun exercise, how you would integrate it to, and you could start with friends and go out to family members, and I think I see you extending it, and you could be surprised. I see you being surprised at people's reception, where they're more receptive even than they were 4 months ago. This is this whole grand waking it up. So you're at the right place at the right time, taking that action and having it be fun, because you know what? It's supposed to be fun, Renee.
All right. That sounds absolutely fabulous.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Excellent.
Thank
let's Carrie, let's take a short break. I want to make sure that everyone knows the website, because there's a lot of information on there. CarrieO'Connor.com, CarrieO'Connor.com. And also, I want to make sure that our listeners know that you have a number of different services that you provide, and people can connect with you in much more detail than what we're doing today as well, Carrie, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so if you go to the website, you'll see a lot of information on here, workshops, radio show schedules, and also if you're interested in continuing this, Carrie has a number of things that she offers, a 12-12 Trinity Love Activation, Intuitive Light Stream Balancing, Divine Blueprint. Check it all out. It's all there available. And be in the presence of an extended conversation with her, which is absolutely fabulous, as I well know. We're going to take a short break. When we come back now, when we come back from break, we will have Carrie O'Connor with us. For those of you that are trying to call in, please be patient. We've got two people answering the phones, and we're going to make it happen. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by, everyone. Stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. We're right here for you. We'll be right back. Times Naturally magazine is Tampa Bay's natural health magazine, now in their 20th year, covering body, mind, spirit, nutrition, physical fitness, yoga and Pilates, supplements, meditation, natural product, mental health and strength, spiritual growth, eco-earth, and more. Search for a local business, feature stories, media, and product reviews, and an extensive calendar of events. Pick one up at your local business today or visit newtimesnaturally.com. That's newtimesnaturally.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott of Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle, your center for maximized living. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's about optimal living in all aspects of life. Our Maximized Living team provides a safe, healing environment while helping individuals express their true divine potential through chiropractic care and wellness coaching. For more information on achieving wellness, visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
Hello, this is Sue Neufeld Ellis. In our fast-paced, busy world, my new CD, Serenity Through Meditation, is just what you need. Through Stephen Halpern's sonic music entrainment and my voice, we will comfortably guide your brain waves to that theta state of deep relaxation. To order your free copies of 25 Stress Reduction Tips, go to quantumhealing.us or call 425-455-4207.
My Brother's Keeper.biz, an autism resource website that is reaching out every day to help families around the globe, providing guidance, motivation, and inspiration. Whether your connection to autism is through a child or student, join in on a journey into the wonderful world of autism. Autism affects about 1 out of 165 children, and awareness is lagging behind. So visit and help change the world, one child at a time, at mybrotherskeeper.biz. And listen to the interviews on The Dr. Pat Show. Genesis Today, a world leader in 100% pure therapeutic juices with absolutely nothing added except pure goodness. Genesis Today harnesses thousands of years of ancient healing wisdom for your benefit. We don't sell products. We offer complete nutritional building programs which encourage health on all levels. Genesis Today, combining age-old tradition medicines with modern-day science. Visit us today at genesistoday.com. That's genesistoday.com.
Is your soul searching for more? Are you ready for greater spiritual enlightenment? CMS, the College of Metaphysical Studies, is the planet's largest source of metaphysical and spiritual growth. CMS, the leader in the field of metaphysical studies, is dedicated to the service of humankind, offering distance learning courses and free resources. Follow your spiritual path and join the great adventure at cms.edu. That's cms.edu.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
We're back on air? Yeah, don't be so shallow. I love that song, Free Your Mind. That was very good. And Vogue singing that, by the way. That's one of my all-time favorites. The words are extremely powerful. And that's what today's show is about. It is an extremely powerful show and an empowering show. Kerry O'Connor works with people all over the globe. And you've just gotten a sense, a little bit here, of how she works with people, which is very different than what I've experienced. And we're going to talk a little bit probably not in this show, probably in the two-hour show. We're going to talk a little bit about what she's done in helping me. But, you know, Kerry, what we were talking about is what's been going on with people for the past 2 weeks. And if you could share a little bit of that before we go to the phone lines, that would be great.
What I've been seeing is that we've been called to action, like you said. Think of the angels and the biggest guides, our ascended masters, are asking us to be proactive and to be really take in and listen to our hearts, listen to our souls, and take action, whatever that means to us. But it means get up and get going. And if we want to write a book, want to change a job, all of to really clean out our closets, feng shui, and really listen to our soul's code. And I'm seeing people really, when they start taking action, it's like miraculous things are happening to them. It seems like opportunities are falling out of the sky, and they're sitting there, oh my gosh. And I'm also seeing a pendulum of people kind of contracting their energy, and then they feel like everything's falling apart. And it's not a punishment. It's a invitation to trust, expand, take action, expand, and let the opportunities come in. And they're absolutely amazing. Miraculous.
Absolutely. And I certainly have been experiencing that. Part of this is about saying yes. People ask me, why the heck are you going down to L.A.? I mean, you're going down to L.A. Bobby's going to Vegas. You know, what's really the benefit of that for you? And the answer I had is, I just know this is something I'm meant to do. And it doesn't always have to be about benefit. First of all, I wanted to go to support Deepak in his new film, and certainly Olivia. But what happened as a result of that trip was far beyond what I even imagined. And it is about taking action and saying yes.
That's perfect. I love it. Say yes, don't think. People think too much, they overthink it, then they sabotage themselves. And so when you get the gut reaction, you hear your soul saying, go for it, and then don't think any longer. It's like, sometimes I tell people, don't think, because then they sabotage themselves.
Exactly.
It's the first, go for it. And if it sounds too big, it is not impossible. That's your soul saying, nothing is too big.
Exactly. Let's go to the phones, Benny. I know we've got folks waiting.
We do. Let's grab Linda now from the Kitsap County.
Hey, Linda, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to Kerry O'Connor.
Hi, Kerry.
Hi, Linda. Hey, how are you?
Okay. Can you hear each other okay?
No, I can't. Linda, do you have a question?
Yes. Actually, a couple. I was just wondering. I spoke with you a while back, and you had said something about like a knight in shining armor that was coming into my life.
Okay. Pat,
and,
did you hear her?
But she didn't know whether it was a guy or whether it was an angel.
Yeah. Let me just get it to Carrie. It says Linda says that you had spoken with her a while back, and you talked to her about a knight in shining armor coming through. And I guess Linda, your question is, you know, is it a guy? What is it? Is it symbolic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that the question, Linda?
Yeah, pretty much. And then prosperity, too.
Okay, prosperity. Yeah. Prosperity.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah.
Okay, Carrie.
Well,
all
I
right.
need some of that, girl.
Okay. She needs a little bit of some of that rubbed up on her there, Carrie.
Yeah. Okay, Linda. When I don't remember my readings like I tell everybody because it's your sacred information.
I know.
When I'm looking into your energy field, I'm seeing that the knight in shining armor is symbolic, but it
Hold on 1 second.
We'll put you on hold there, Linda, for just a second, and we'll bring on Carrie. So, Carrie, go ahead and finish up your reading, and then we'll put her on hold.
Okay, there we go. She can hear everything you're saying.
Okay, good. Now continue, Pat?
Yes, go right
okay,
ahead.
Right. Linda, what I'm seeing as far as the knight in shining armor is that it's going back to prosperity. You're clearing out your energy field, and we're going to what we were just talking about, just going for it, believing part of what I'm seeing a grandmother coming in is that I'm seeing tears on your left side, and so that's rearranging your whole left side of your energy field, which is a female. It's the receiving. It's taking in. That means entrusting and going down to it's the prosperity part. Think of all second chakra stuff, that sex, finances, creativity. And part of it, when I'm seeing your shoulders bend down, there's a part where there's lack of belief and tiredness, like a soul tiredness. And so think of the knight in shining armor literally is me. It means a man, but you're not waiting for the man to come in to add before you get your shoulders back. The shoulders back is all about engaging and working on that left side of the energy field. And even doing infinity eights on your left side is opening up and helping the energy go down to feed your soul. And so think of the knight in shining armor is your energy embracing your left and right side, embracing your energy field, which allows your soul song to go out clearer, and it's not foggy. When I see symbolic fog, it means that there's too much thought, there's too much thought and feeling like the pig pen character. And so clearing out, doing energy exercises to clear out, will clear out all of the lower chakras, which will bring in more prosperity. And also the grandmother is inviting you to think of, especially on mom's side of the family, as far as worth and what their thoughts of money is, because we carry that in our energy field as far as if money is the root of all evil, all of that stuff. Bringing that up to the light, Linda, releasing it brings in literal light, knight in shining armor, especially when I'm seeing around the end of August, September, but also when you're thinking of co-creating, and that has to do with the knight in shining armor has to do with money too, so it looks like they come at the same time. The biggest thing is concentrating on having your shoulders, your shoulders back, your energetic shoulders back, and having your soul song get clear, nice and clear out to what you want to manifest. And part of this goes back to trusting, and also trust that it's going to, things could come in different packages is what I'm seeing. That sometimes I'm seeing you looking narrowly down the squinting your eyes and looking at something where they want you to back up and look at the big picture, because it could come in surprising packages. That means money and people, and sometimes we don't realize that we shut our energy field down for those possibilities when we think it has to come in one avenue when it could be coming in a different avenue. And that means money, and that even means people. We think we're going to meet them, you know, in this kind of avenue, and they come in out of the blue. So clearing off your energy field is the biggest thing. Standing up there and really announcing to the world, even out loud, what you want is going to be able to manifest that. It's the time for receiving. It's time for action, but it's also the time for receiving, because the universe, God, creator, is always in balance. When we give, and giving our heart, our soul song, there's always a receiving part.
All right. Thank you so much, Benny. Do you want to bring up Linda for real quick?
Yeah, sounds good. Let's get her view on it.
Okay, Linda, there you go. You good to go?
Yes, I am, and that just that really gives me a lot of hope and good possibilities. Thank you so much.
All right, Mina,
you're welcome,
let's
Linda.
Let's get you powerful out there, girl. Okay.
Absolutely. All right.
All right. Thank you. Oh, Benny, this is great. Now, what do you want to do, Mr. B? Let's go to the phones.
Yeah,
and
we'll start
what
one
do
more.
You think?
Yeah, we'll start one more.
Okay,
reading.
And we'll see if we can get it in before the break. Go
Sounds
for
good.
It.
Let's go with Julia from, I believe it's Maryland.
Hey, Julia, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Pat. Thanks. Great show.
How you be out there, Maryland?
I'll be pretty darn fine.
I know. It's kind of interesting. I was away the weekend. We met two women up at having a little coffee there, and both of them were Maryland. I wonder what that means to me, but this is your nickel. So let's go.
Hey, Carrie.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Wow. Well, my question is, I'm sort of venturing out into a new job. It's to do with PR in the metaphysical community.
What would you like to know?
I'd like to know what she sees for it.
All right. What do you think about that PR in the metaphysical world for...
Could you have Benny put me on hold, too? Because I can barely hear Carrie as well.
All right. Yeah, you know, we've got so many people on the phone lines, I think we're, you know, like squeezing the heck out of our telephone company. Okay, Carrie, what do you think?
From what I understood with the question, I didn't hear the end. She's starting a metaphysical...
She's starting out as a PR, doing some PR work in the metaphysical world. She wants
wonderful.
To know what you think. Wonderful.
Actually, not only wonderful, it's more than wonderful, it's fantastic. What I am seeing, and the whole Earth is waking up. When I see a picture of the Earth behind somebody's energy field, that means to me that the Earth is, the timing is perfect timing. The Earth is supporting this. People are waking up. They want to PR in metaphysical. Is you're ahead of your time, and ahead of your time does not mean that you're in the forerunner energy, and that is an excellent place to be, because there, people are waking up and they're looking for PRs in the metaphysical. So be proud, because your grandfather on paternal side, who has not met you, is sitting there being very proud. So be proud, Julie. That's a very good position. You're already going to see that you've been working on the benefits. You're going to see the benefits by mid-June. And also, I'm seeing by December, I'm seeing you really putting your head up and reach for the stars is what they want you to go and go. And you'll be getting stars. And they mean people meet big names. That's wonderful.
And it's much needed, truly
yeah,
much
absolutely.
Needed.
Absolutely. And then it's interesting, because it does go big stars, getting stars, and then, Pat, you meet two people from Maryland, and then you met a third. A full circle back to you.
Full circle back to me. Thank you so much. Do we want to bring her up, or are we go?
We'll get to her during the break.
Don't hang up. We'll get to you during a break. We're going to take a short break. We got all the lines that just flashing. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Carrie O'Connor in the house, www.carrieoconnor.com. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everyone.
I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue.
We are in a new age of discovery. In the past, science strived to understand physical matter. In the new age, science will strive to understand the energy that creates matter. In the past, all dietary supplements nourish the body. In the new age, dietary supplements will focus on the energy that creates your body. The future is here. Learn about our natural monatomic minerals from Harmonic Enterprises. Move with us to the new age. Call us at 888-667-4300 or visit harmonicenterprises.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott of Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle, your center for maximized living. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's about optimal living in all aspects of life. Our Maximized Living team provides a safe, healing environment while helping individuals express their true divine potential through chiropractic care and wellness coaching. For more information on achieving wellness, visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
Can living intentionally really help you achieve your dreams? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about intentional living. Kristen Marie Scherlein, founder of Affirmagy, will share tips for intentional living and provide powerful information on how to accomplish goals and achieve your dreams. For more information on Kristen Marie Scherlein and her company, Affirmagy, visit Affirmagy.com. Because it's time to start living an intentional life. Take control of your health and wellness with the natural and modern way. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. BioSolutions is the most effective Rife instrument we've experienced. Customer satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625.
Are you ready for the 12-minute Simone Zone Miracle? Transform any self-defeating internal images into spectacular masterpieces of happiness and success in only 12 minutes. The Simone Zone is a revolutionary empowerment technique that uses cutting-edge audiovisual technology. Get ready to shift negative energy and change it to positive energy now. Visit thesimonezone.com and try this free technique. That's thesimonezone.com.
Contrary to popular belief, having a baby is not always a happy, glowing experience. Many women develop a variety of mood problems, most often depression. Thankfully, there are many options available to heal or prevent this debilitating condition. Dr. Shoshana Bennett is shining a light on postpartum depression right here on the Dr. Pat Show. So tune in and find out how to help someone you love. For more information about postpartum depression, visit postpartumdepressionhelp.com.
Get current weather, traffic, and news. Visit 1150kknw.com and stay informed with Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Yeah, Mr. DJ, can you turn that music up, Mr. Benny? It's shake your booty time right here on a Monday on the Dr. Pat Show, because every day is a little shake your booty day, especially when you have someone like Kerry O'Connor in the house where you're shaking it up real well. Kerry, thank you so much again for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Pat. I love it. My energy is so big, and so is yours. I love it. We're making a nice bridge across the country.
I love it. Let's make sure folks know about how to schedule a full session with you, because what we're doing today is just a snippet, a tip of the iceberg. And I know this because I've worked with you personally.
Right.
So I know that this is just a just a tip of the iceberg. But you have on your website a number of different services for people to connect with you and get a full reading, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a full reading, I get a lot deeper. This is, I'm very, mindful of somebody that could have molestation and that kind of energy. So I'm not going to announce that over the world, but I could go to the chakra. But yes, it's just the tip of the iceberg, and I really get into the nitty gritty. I call it microsurgery when we go through into the energy field to leave you more empowered and in a more empowered posture when you get out of the reading.
Okay, so I want to direct you to the website, which is kerryoconnor.com, but I also want to direct you to a phone number, because you can call and make an appointment. 860-877-1201. 860-887-1201. I'll say it again. 860-887-1201. Call in, schedule an appointment, check out the services. The readings will blow you away. All right, Benny, I guess we're just going to keep going to the phones.
Sounds
like
a plan.
It's a good thing. Who do we have?
Let's bring on Janet now from Redmond.
Hi, Janet. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Pat, and hi, Kerry O'Connor.
Hi, Janet.
Kerry,
how are you?
I'm just so fascinated listening to you. In my own life, I have had lots of premonitions that I've just really wrestled with. Mm-hmm. My own discomfort with these, and my own disbelief that this could on any way be possible, and then watching one by one them come to be. Mm-hmm. And I just have just a million questions about this, like as far as who gives me this information, what am I supposed to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
So what would you get from this by reading?
Okay. Jenna, what I'm seeing with you is, first of all, when I look in the back of your energy field, you've had many, many lives of service. You're a really, really old soul. And so you've had many times of being a reader, a helper, a healer, a job of service. And so, but part of it, what I'm seeing is you're contracting the energy is when you've had lifetimes where it didn't work out. So think of being burned at the stake falsely accused afraid of water in this lifetime because you were drowned, because I'm seeing drowned as a witch too, because that's not the only way that they would get rid of witches by burning, they would drown him. So what you have is a charge left in the place of being in service and then being a seer and then all of a sudden being burned at the stake. And so mm-hmm. you can get rid of that charge, and by just right now we're putting energy into your energy field, of course with your permission, and directing the energy and saying release from any traumatic, post-traumatic stress from those lifetimes. That will make you feel more comfortable when you're seeing it, because your energy contracts when you're getting the contractions. And so the more you relax with them, the more your whole energy
energy field is going to open up. And then as far as what to do with them, the next step to take is, and actually I'm seeing you go right down to your third chakra. You really, I'm feeling burning in there. So it really has a very physical reaction with you when you get the premonition. So, and
yes.
So the first step, I can't emphasize, Janet, is to relax and to really expand. Go into your, have your angels and guides come in and say, I am directing my energy to release from anything traumatic that I've experienced by being a seer in any direction of space or time. That will take the charge off. It'll bring the energy back into your energy field. I see you totally expanding and also having a big breath like the first time. You haven't had a full breath since you were 2 years old in this incarnation, because there's a heavy weight when I see a tidal wave over someone's energy field. You came in with this very strong in your subconscious. And so as soon as you open up with this, as far as what you can do with it, it's going to take the charge off of it, so you're not going to be so afraid. And then you'll use it. You'll tell people as far as what the different readings that you're getting. But also I'm seeing expanding where you're going to, where right now you could tap into where there could be tsunamis or that kind of weather changes. But you're mm-hmm. also, when you feel comfortable, you'll tap into really positive stuff as far as reading people's energy field and getting messages. You also have mediumship abilities. So there's going to be a lot of gifts coming back when you expand it. So letting go of that cellular post-traumatic stress is the next step of your development. And your part of your subconscious is saying, let's go, let's do it.
Wow.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Wow, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Janet. Thank you. The more you
expand, the more you help us all. That you recommend along that line?
Carrie, you're mm-hmm. writing a book, aren't you?
Yes, I am writing a book. I'm writing a book, and I'm writing tape. I'm writing a whole tape series that is in studio right now. That is, I'm going to have CDs about opening up your intuition, mediumship skills, and all of that kind of stuff. So I'm writing a book.
Sign up for her newsletter, and you'll get all of this information.
Wonderful.
And if you go to her website, CarrieO'Connor.com.
Thank you.
And if you have any problems getting there, go to my website, and there are links everywhere. And just sign up for the newsletter, and then you'll get sort of all the information in advance and what she's doing and so forth.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Janet.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Carrie, you and I, we're going to be doing the book thing, eh?
Absolutely. We're going to be doing the book thing.
I'm
coming out to the West Coast, too, sometime soon. I keep on seeing that. So, sooner than I thought.
Absolutely, it's sooner than you thought. Let us know, because I'll tell you, I don't know why you're not coming to Seattle. We need to get that on the calendar.
I thought I was going to L.A. I know I'm going to go to L.A. in October, but I'm seeing that. I think I'm going to in August. I'm heading to Seattle.
Okay, well, let us know, because we want to get you here. All right, Benny, I know you. How are your fingers doing, honey?
They're doing all right today.
You got little blisters?
Had a couple days off, so you know.
We got two people on the phones. We have a phone line, believe it or not, open, and it is still our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. I don't think that's going to be blank very very long. Benny, where do you want to take us?
Let's run off to Galadriel from Anacortes.
Hi, Galadriel. Welcome to the show.
Well, hi. Good morning. You know, I told you I was going to be doing card readings.
Yeah?
Well, I had a car accident.
Oh.
And I'm having problems with my left side. And so my question is, and also what's happened is, as soon as I declared that I was going to do my life mission of doing card readings and assisting people with their spirituality, mm-hmm. a lot of people are showing up at my door with the Bible, and I'm getting a lot of this, you know, everything I believe is evil and I'm going to hell. So I need a little assistance here, because I'm standing up and saying, oh, no, that's not what I believe. That's past life stuff, because I know I've gone through this several lifetimes mm-hmm. with people mm-hmm. denigrating yeah. what I believe.
Of course.
All right.
And I don't have any support system for my beliefs.
Except for this show.
Except for this show.
All right.
I love you.
Just wanted to remind you of that, girlfriend.
You saved my behind a lot.
Okay. And now you got Carrie O'Connor.
Yeah. I was going to say, now you have me.
Yeah.
I support you.
That's right.
Oh, thank you, Carrie.
I know the feeling, it's interesting and fascinating, and I'm sorry that you were in a car accident. And when I'm saying interesting and fascinating, I'm not
downgrading your pain of the accident. But what is fascinating to me is that here you declared, and what you're doing is you're clearing off your energy field. And you even said right, left side. That's the feminine side. That's receiving. That's taking in. That's getting rid of all the old acid, all cellular post-traumatic stress in any direction of space and time, and really reconnecting to the Divine Mother. And so that in the Divine Mother is an unconditional 7 days a week, open 7 days a week of love, on pure love. That's healing that goes into your energy field, and it's your soul food. And so what you're doing is you're clearing one whole side to be able to expand your energy. And what our spirits are asking us, the guides are saying, let's extend our energy 12 feet out on either side. And we're taking up more space than we ever have in any incarnation. So what you're experiencing is a cellular clearing out. And as far as the belief system, you're being called to stand in your core. And when your left side feels shaky, that's the feminine side, that's the nurturing side, and it's so charged with past life stuff, it can get you really shooken up. And so this is where, think of it as that any great master, Jesus was betrayed by his people, so, and Buddha was kicked out. Any master has gone through some sort of trial of feeling betrayed and some sort of kicking out. And so think of that. This is your time that you're rearranging your energy field, but to stand up into it and stand purely into your core and say, this is my belief, and nothing from the outside is wavering it because you believe in it so strong. So that's what your whole energy field is. Think of the accident has lifted up a whole bunch of post-traumatic stress involving this, and that does include the past life. If you heard what I said to woman before, as far as directing your energy daily for 30 days and saying, I'm releasing from any cellular post-traumatic stress that has to do with me standing in my core, and also the witch burning also, but also especially standing in your core, because you were a writer before and you were hung and you were over in France and you were male, and it was all about liberation. And so you've had many charges, and it was public. So this is part of your energy has has extra charge of being publicly humiliated. So then that would really, what doesn't want you to, the charge makes you a little bit hesitant. So you can be proactive. You know that you're releasing this. The time, the world is supporting you. So look for groups around your area that on the website or on the email, our computer that supports your groups. You could be very surprised how many there are around, and then go to them or connect with those people, because people are waking up from, I call it the anesthesia that's been around us to hide us from our mastery, so we're waking up from that, and people are coming out of the closet in a way where they didn't let people know about their spirituality, or that they were seeing spirits too and all this other stuff, and they're coming out because they know that it's a much more acceptable. So grouping up with people are really important. Daily going through releasing energy, 30 days, you'll really feel a change in your energy.
Okay. Carrie, let's do this. Let's take a short break and let's continue this conversation. We're not going to hang up, so don't hang up. We'll take a short break. When we come back, more with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you yearning to live a more fully expressed and joyful life? Do you want to explore and discover what ignites your heart? Heart Ignited is a potent coaching process created by Deborah Tracci, a life and transition coaching pioneer. Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about this unique process. Go to heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100 to learn more. That's heartignited.com or 206-236-6100.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Let go of past trauma, fears, and negative beliefs. Attract exactly what you want in life and release the energetic blocks and imbalances which are keeping you from living the life of your dreams. Internationally known master clairvoyant and intuitive guide Carrie O'Connor has the unique ability to read your energy field and, just like a tuning fork, raise your vibrational level so that you can attract what you truly desire in life.
Visit CarrieO'Connor.com for more information and for interview dates on the Dr. Pat Show. That's CarrieO'Connor.com.
Find out what's baffling the medical community. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn how a 76-year-old woman managed to look 25 years younger by drinking Ashitaba Green, the multifunctional organic whole plant food. What is Ashitaba Green? Why is it so widely used in Japan? How has it changed the lives of others? Meet organic Ashitaba grower Linda Hayano and find out how. Visit AshitabaGreen.com or AshitabaBeauty.com.
After a long day that's going way too fast, there is a way to relax, warm up, detoxify, and have pain relief. It's called an infrared sauna. You sit in a warm box and gently absorb infrared heat that allows you to have a great low-temperature sweat. Afterwards, a quick shower, and you're ready for a good night's sleep. Sweating has many health benefits, such as stress reduction, immune system improvement, weight loss, and system detoxification. For more information, call Brian at 650-357-8944 or go to Bay Area InfraredSauna.com. Genesis Today, a world leader in 100% pure therapeutic juices with absolutely nothing added except pure goodness. Genesis Today harnesses thousands of years of ancient healing wisdom for your benefit. We don't sell products. We offer complete nutritional building programs which encourage health on all levels. Genesis Today, combining age-old tradition medicines with modern-day science. Visit us today at GenesisToday.com. That's GenesisToday.com.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
A shut go from us, fun like me, they fun. Don't you? Don't you? I know I'm on your mind. I know we'd have a good time. I'm your friend. I'm fun and I'm fine.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. We're going to try to get through as many of you that have been waiting on hold for us. Carrie O'Connor in the house. Carrie, let's give out your website. And I know that you and I are going to be talking. We're going to set up a whole two-hour segment with Carrie O'Connor because we can only get to so much of these at one time spot. Let's give out your website and let folks know how they can set up a session for with you.
Okay. It's Carrie O'Connor. www.kerrieoconnor.com. So that's kerrieoconnor.com. And the phone number is 860-887-1201.
Okay, Benny, let's go to the phones.
All right, sounds like plan there, Dr. Pat. Let's grab where I'm at. Oh, number two, that would be Amy from Seattle.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to Carrie O'Connor.
Hi, gals. Thank you.
Hi,
Amy. I experience retching. How do I eliminate it, and how do I learn what my life purpose or what I'm meant to do next? You know, what kind of work am I meant to do next?
Okay.
You experienced, I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
I experienced retching.
Retching.
From time to time, and
yeah.
I tried to embrace it and just accept that it's here, that I'm trying to work through something. I've been doing this for years, and this, I've reduced it, but now I think I'm at the tail end, and I need to figure out, you know, I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you not meet your paternal grandfather? Because he's shown me my nice to meet you sign, and that means to me that he either died when you were very young and or that that you didn't meet him. But think where I'm seeing Amy, that you're at the think of going around a building and you're at the edge of the building. You don't know what's on the other side of the building, but you're going anyway. So there is light at the end of the tunnel. You're going around that building. You're even electromagnetically being pulled. The grandfather paternal comes in, and he comes in as a different man because he wants to. He's shown me his badges, and so when I see that, that means he's done a lot of work over there. And also, it's interesting because he shows me symbolically he was handcuffed, so that shows me that he didn't. He felt imprisoned in life, so that shows me that he didn't feel totally supported by life. So he could have had different job opportunities or being engaged in life differently, but he didn't trust and support. So when he goes over there, he saw how it. When I see crossed eyes, that means his perception in life was off, and that would affect your father, and so that would affect how he raises you, and that would affect your whole right side of your body, and that's the take action side. So think about this. That's all. You're releasing that. You're pulling the energy up for it to be realigned and really released, and then it's not going to have the pull that it has in the past. So when I hear the Virginia Slim commercial, you've come a long way, baby, they're recognizing that you have come a long way. and this is where, and I, then I'm here, give it a break, the Kit Kat song. So what I'm looking at is, and when I turn you sideways energetically, is we're cutting off things that pull you back. So think of like rubber bands that can hold you back to this, those past patterns that you can free yourself from. So this is what you are freeing yourself from. You're free, but there's a part of the energy when I'm looking at your, the four-year-old in you in this incarnation, that she feels that the world is not a solid foundation. So go to that four-year-old, put her in the heart, let her know that that you'll take care of her, because she says that her foundation is very shaky on the side. And then you're going to be able to go around that corner. And this is what I'm seeing, that you're feeling standing upright in July, and then your arms are going out like in a posture of, hallelujah, I made it. And so mm-hmm. that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Keep on going.
Okay, you good to go?
This makes a lot of sense, and I have felt some of this, and I'm just not going to give up or give in, and I am so honored to be able to take this from the past, because I've sensed that, and to do this work, to release it for not only myself in this lifetime, but the rest of my family that's going to come.
All Absolutely. Right. That's, Absolutely. I love it. You are so good to go. Thank you so much for calling in and listening today.
Thank you.
All right, Benny, let's keep going.
All right, let's get Judy from Kirkland on now.
Hey, Judy, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to Carrie O'Connor.
Hi. Hi, Judy. How are you?
Great. It's great to be on the show.
It's great to have you on the show. It's great to hear you.
So I have two what I think are very brief questions, so I'll pose them both. One is, we have two foster children with us that we are working on adopting, and there are days when it feels like it might not happen. I'd love to get some feedback on that. They feel like they were destined to be with us
yes.
and that it's a perfect match, but anything you can shed light on would be great.
When I see green light turning into a crystal, that means it not only go, it's good to go, it's more than good to go, and it's confirming your it was destined to make to be. So whenever you feel doubt, blow it out of the way, and physically blow it. Go. But when we blow it, we're blowing that thought pattern out of our energy field. So you got the crystal light, and that's the best light to have. So any doubt, blow it out of the way.
Okay. Does that answer your question, or are you good?
Yeah, absolutely. I have one other quick question that I think might benefit lots of people. You know, I often get what I feel like are intuitive hits,
yep.
and then I wonder, is it really an intuitive hit, or
yep.
is it just another thought wandering through, like, how do I discern what's
good.
Intuition and
Excellent.
What's...
Good.
That's the class I'm taking around the country, is because we are all intuitive beings. And so the more you exercise your energy body and have a daily energy exercise, I can't emphasize to people, that makes it clear, crystal clear communication. You're extremely intuitive. So the one that, when you stand in and let the static out, when we have a daily energy exercise, even a bubble of light, and say, angels, wash me of any kind of energy static, and then fill me up with caulking, you're good to go. And do AM and PM, and that will have you fine-tune your intuitive abilities, and it's very simple to do. We just have to get into a habit of it. It's just do it. It's the post-its all around the house of just doing that part, and then you'll absolutely be able to discern what is it, intuitive hit, or is it not. And so you're right at the huge beginning of a huge I see a huge arena in front of you. Actually, it's interesting, because I just saw you in front of an auditorium and speaking and talking too, and this is related to the children. So you're in bridging the rainbow crystal children, indigo kids, into the world. So you're at the beginning of a whole huge breakthrough, where you're going to bridge and help the children, and trusting your intuition is part of it. So getting into exercises is that will help you. That will help everybody. I tell that to everybody. People
Great.
Say, how do you get intuitive? It's energy exercises.
That's it. It's just like anything else. Thank you, Judy.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for calling
Thank
in
you.
Today. All right, Carrie, I think we have time for one more. Benny, who do we have?
Paula from Seattle.
Paula, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to Carrie O'Connor.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Paula. How are you?
I have been in a wheelchair for 27 years from a rare neurological condition, and I've always been a positive person, not let this defeat me, have a great husband and wonderful son, and work full-time with the stem cell research in this world, and it gives me so much hope. I just wonder... if you see that in my future, and if you think I'll still make a big impact, even standing on my feet.
Thank you. Wow.
Okay, Pat, I didn't hear.
One more time, Paula. Paula has been, you've been in a wheelchair for about 27 years.
Yes, okay.
A rare neurologic disease, so to speak, and you're in a great marriage relationship, and you're interested in whether or not stem cell research is going to benefit you directly, and if so, will you be able to stand up and help as many people as you can standing. Is that right, Paula?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I feel like I've made a huge impact just in my family life and my friends and my work life.
Okay, huge impact, family life. So what can we say about Paula's...
Yes. And not only stem cell research, I'm seeing something else coming off of the corner that's like a surprise thing. So absolutely. And that's part of your, I think I'm confirming this for you, Paula. You know, it's part of your journey for you to touch and reach out a lot of people, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. So you're, get yourself ready for that by even when you're moving, your energetically, exercises, your physical body, your emotional body, your, mental and spiritual bodies, and so it's going to help you.
Okay, did you get that, Paul?
I did. Thank you so much.
All right, it's going to help you. Thank you so much. Carrie O'Connor, thank you so much for joining the show today. What an awesome show. And one more time, let's give out your information. I want people to know how to get a hold of you, and we really look forward to setting up this two-hour show with you.
I love it. Thank you, Pat. And the, my website is kerrieoconnor.com. That's www.kerrieoconnor.com. And my number is 860-887-1201. And Pat, I love coming on this show. I love the energy. It's just is amazing.
Yeah, and you just got the tip of the iceberg with some of our folks. We have the best listeners anywhere. Kerrie O'Connor,
yes, I could tell.
You rock. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. We'll see you right back here tomorrow. Another fabulous show, The Dr. Pat Show. Take care.